Straw Hut Media.
AJ,
our dog totally hates us. Is that what you're going
to
say?
No, I was going to say these are my confessions, but also our dog totally does hate us because we had to kick him out of the studio and he looks so sad. I went out there to turn the AC on and he literally was laying down just pouting. We have such an amazing episode today. I mean, all of our episodes are amazing,
yes!
But this one is amazing because we're reuniting with an old dear friend of ours. She's literally known us for pretty much the span of our whole relationship.
She was there almost at the beginning.
A lot of people out here don't know us from that. Anyway, y'all know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, she's funny.
She's funny. She sings.
She's real. Great.
But before we get into that, you've been doing such an amazing job. Our messengers leaving us ratings on iTunes, giving us 5 stars, leaving comments, sending us DMs. We really do appreciate it. So if you want to be an official messenger, that's what you need to do. Go to iTunes, rate, comment, subscribe. We really appreciate it. And also tell your friends. We love you so much.
And
we
submit secrets.
Yeah, submit secrets.
Submit your confessions.
Yes.
Confessyourmess.us. Yeah, so do we have any voice notes coming in just yet? Has that happened yet?
So there's somebody in the DMs who says, I actually want to submit a voice note. And they said, but it's easier for me to maybe record on DMs and send it to you because I'm using it on my phone as opposed to doing an email through the website. The website really isn't that hard. If you go to the website, it's not that hard to submit a voice note. I understand it may not be as easy as recording on an Instagram DM. The problem is we need that to be a file so we can actually put in an episode.
Yeah, if you want your DM, voice on our pod, yeah. You gotta go to the website.
So confessyourmess.us. And also, if you follow us on Instagram, at the Confess Your Mess podcast Instagram account, or at _ AJ Gibson, or at Emil Innes Jr., we always ask for secrets, and we have specific themes sometimes that we ask for. So make sure you're watching our Insta stories and submit your secrets.
Yeah, and also we record sometimes multiple episodes ahead of time. So maybe we ask for a themed secret, you submit it, you don't hear it on the next pod or two, it might still be coming down the pipe.
Right. But speaking of coming down the pipe, actually, that's the awful transition. Makes no
terrible,
sense.
Terrible
However,
transition.
The secrets and the theme for this episode is fire. It's amazing. You're going to love it. So let's get into the pod.
Confess your mess.
All right, so this feels like a family affair.
It does.
It's like a homecoming of sorts.
Well, you know, and I think that's appropriate because we're in the holiday season now.
We are.
So, of course, it's a time where you reunite with family and friends.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, with COVID, we haven't really seen a lot of people and we don't really hang out with people because we sit on the sofa with the dog.
I think the last time I saw this guest, she was actually at my 40th birthday party at the beach. I feel like we might have run into each other once since then. I can't pinpoint if that actually is true or not, though, because, you know, COVID brain. But super, super excited. But before we get
how are you going to say the last time you saw her? And then, you know, give me the opportunity to say when I saw her. So the last time I saw her
was also at my party.
No, it wasn't, actually.
Oh, okay.
That's why I said, give me the opportunity, sir. The last time I saw her was randomly when we were heading to Denver for Pride and you were frantically trying to find a parking spot.
That's
and I
right.
was in the airport sitting by myself and I saw somebody from behind and I was like, Portia? And she turned around. She's like, hey! And she was going to Hawaii to film a movie.
Uh-huh.
Now you can do
your
thing.
Okay, fine. Cat's out of the bag. Portia Coleman is on the show today. She's on the pod.
Yes!
Oh, can't wait. She is incredible. You know, we worked together years ago on Hollywood Today Live, a show on Fox. We were both fired from it, but we got to be good friends. She was my side chick at work.
Yeah.
I had my work wife and my side chick. The side chick's always a lot more fun, by the way. But you might recognize her from Dad Stop Embarrassing Me with Jamie Foxx on Netflix.
Yes.
She's been around. She's been in the game for a minute. Portia Coleman, how are you?
What's up, my loves? How are you?
Fantastic.
Good. It is so good to see you. You look as good as ever. Thank you so much for doing this. We appreciate you. We're going to be talking about your projects a little bit later on. So we will get to that because I want to hear about Jamie Foxx first and foremost, because one of our other guests recently brought him up as well.
Yes,
oh, wow.
She did.
Okay.
Garcelle Beauvais talked about an experience. Her secret, actually, her confession was about when she was on the Jamie Foxx show and involved another actor and her trailer.
Yes. If you haven't listened to the episode, definitely listen to it. And also, we were telling Portia right before we started the podcast that we just sent out our save the dates for the wedding, which we're really excited about. So lots of fun things.
I got my invite.
You know Portia gonna bring the looks too. She's got outfits, body yaddy yaddy all day.
It's okay. Can I do the body yaddy dance at the after party though?
By the way, do you know there's the reception and there really is an after party.
It's a 4-part wedding on the day.
We have
serious?
We have a club.
Oh, we have a full night. We have honey, we're hiring aerialists. We've got a full DJ performance. It's a whole thing.
Oh, we, also, listen. I gotta wear pants because I can't wear a dress because I can't get low with it. Then okay,
listen.
Thank you for the heads up.
Listen, appreciate you got room that. To run upstairs and change if you need to. But it's going to be incredible. Your save the dates in the mail. But yeah, we're super excited to have you here today. You've got a lot going on. You're busy. You're fun. We appreciate that you made time for us. Mm-hmm. But before we actually get into the episode, in order to trust you with our messenger's secrets and their confessions, because this is real stuff. This is heavy stuff for some for people. We want to just do a little trial run. How about that?
So I like it. Let's go.
We're curious to know the one thing in the world that maybe you know isn't good for you. Maybe it's a person, maybe it's a thing, an activity. You know it's not good for you, but you can't drop it. What is your mess, but yes?
Your mess, but
yes.
Oh my gosh. My mess, but yes. Has to be sweets. I mean, everybody knows it's not good for you, but I love some sour candy. If I can get sour Skittles, if I can get sour ropes, anything sour, I'm all for. But I know at the end of the day, it's not good for me. I'm like, dang, is diabetes around the corner or am I being okay? Like, but that's my guilty pleasure. I love
what
sweets.
About, do you like the Haribo sour gummies? Have you had those?
I've never tried those, no.
Oh, Portia Coleman. Oh,
what?
Oh,
he
oh
lives
my
for
God.
These.
They will, wait, do you like the, have you had the regular Haribo gummies?
I don't think so. Haribo gummies, I've never heard of these.
Whoa,
Portia, no, mind blowing.
We're going to send her a package.
Oh my gosh, we could have sent that with the save the date.
I'm going to say this. I wanted to say this right now. If my memory serves me correctly, you love the sour multicolored worms.
I love trolleys? The blue and the red. So I'm all for those. Yes.
Mm-hmm. She used to bring them to set when we were on Hollywood Today Live. She would bring bags of them. And also, pro tip, she'd be like, honey, go to Ross and get them there. You save a lot of money and they're still fresh and delicious.
Yep.
So good.
Yeah, for like $5. Yes, he's right. That's facts. Yeah.
Okay. I got a good memory. Okay. We trust you.
That's a good mess.
That was
but
a good mess. But yes,
and
we appreciate that.
I suffer from that same affliction. AJ knows. AJ,
he loves
I've gotten
the
a lot
sweets.
Better though. I have.
But here's the wild part. Okay. Listen. You got that body.
Mm-hmm.
She's got that body.
Uh-huh.
I got this body and I don't eat that many sweets. Like, what's going on?
I mean, you say you have this body, but just to be clear, your body is still sexy.
Okay.
And
it's
still fly. Oh my gosh. Like really, you know, both of you guys' bodies are crazy. So
you better. Listen,
I've been working out a little bit. I'm 41, but I still got it. Okay.
You still
got
it.
All right, you ready to do this?
Okay.
Yes, let's go.
So, Portia, we know that in the last couple of weeks, your car was broken into in Hollywood.
I know.
And because you posted about it on social media. So I was like, why don't we do the theme as stealing secrets?
Well, not her car. It was a BMW.
BMW X5.
Well, I didn't know if we need to specify.
No, it's
okay,
nice.
Now listen.
It's fly.
Listen.
It's fly.
It's a fly car. It's a good car.
The thing is that is a nice car, and you would think sometimes that when it's a nicer car, a luxury car, that it would prevent some people from breaking into it, but clearly not. They don't care about alarms anymore. People are out here wilding.
They don't care. It was alarmed. Like
they do not care.
I got a bone to pick, though, with BMW, because I have the app. I even did a commercial for BMW, which is crazy, even after I got my car. I get to my car, and there's no alarm going off. There's nothing letting me know that something happened. I go to my app, and it says, window down. The window wasn't down. The window was broken into. What the fuck? What?
The same thing happened to my Audi years ago. I had an Audi when we were working together. Remember the black one?
Yes,
and
I was in
a workout class at like 10 in the morning and like 20, 30 feet away and somebody broke in and I didn't get nothing. Not an alarm. Nothing. Not a single thing went off.
Listen, people are bold. I'm like, do these thieves know a certain trick to break the window without the alarm? Clearly,
there
they must know something.
Must be a door thing because my window was broken into, which meant they had to crawl in through the window, into the front seat, out of the window, through the door. They
never opened the door. Yeah.
So that's the secret, I guess. And I'm like, holy cow,
wild.
I never knew that. So
and the wild thing is, if you know Portia, you know she's a Hollywood girl through and through. She went to Hollywood High School. Like, she was born and raised here, and that's never happened to you before, right?
Never. Not one time has it ever happened to me.
Is Hollywood High School the one on Highland that has, like, Brandy and Judy Garland and all those?
Everybody.
If you've never been to Hollywood,
Garland,
it's really cool.
Lawrence Fishburne. It's like it's a iconic school. So I've never had anything happen in Hollywood besides this night. Only an hour window could have happened because I was at the Avalon for a concert. And I'm gonna tell y'all, because the concert, of course, was lit. I had a blast until that happened. It was 112 Maya and Next.
Okay, come
at
on.
The Avalon. So I was living my best 90s R&B life to come out to the car.
Wait, Maya Rugrats theme song, Maya?
Take me there.
Gay ass loved that song back in the day.
No, it was lit.
So
Next
good.
Was giving it. It was all so amazing till I got to the car within an hour window and I'm like, wait, what? And it was gone. But I'm going to tell you guys firsthand the story that happened after this, because I haven't even updated social media. I said, I'm going to save it for y'all because y'all might.
Okay.
Okay, well, you're going to tell us, or you tell us right now?
Yes. I'm going to tell you right now because it has to do with stealing and how, and it's about the story. Car gets broken into. My purse was in the car, but in like a Victoria's Secret bag. So nothing was exposed. It was a, like a denim jacket that was sitting on top of one little bag. So why they thought this was steal worthy, I'm mind blown. But there was an extra phone that I had in there, as well as a purse and my keys. I go home. I'm like, oh my God, what am I going to do? I realize at like 5 a.m, oh my God, my other phone is in there. I start tracking the phone. They never turned it off. I'm like, they must not know it's in there. They go all the way to Stockton in an hour and a half.
Ooh, there's high crime in Stockton.
From 5 o'clock, by the time I looked, within an hour, 2 hours, they were all the way in Stockton. I saw the address. The very next day, I pulled up. So when I pulled up because I wanted to see where this was paying from. I pulled up. I was looking very inconspicuous. Mm-hmm. I was like, let me see where this is pinging from. 200 feet, 100 feet, 0 feet. And I literally found what unit it was coming from. I called the cops and I said, they stole my stuff. I know exactly where it is.
Here's
the
proof. Whoa,
here's
really?
My proof. I'm telling y'all firsthand, this is what happened after that. I'm at the building calling. Of course I called the cops. I wouldn't go knock on their door and be like, hi, you stole my stuff. Can you give it back? No, that's stupid. But the cops come and they said, we'll see what we can do. They go to the door.
Oh my God.
A man and a woman open the door and say, hey, well, we have word that there's stolen items in this in your unit.
Stop
and
it.
We'd like to come in and ask you a couple questions. They said, hell no, and they shut the door.
No.
Stop it.
So guess what the cops say to me? Well, hey, we have news for you. Your stuff is exactly where you said it is, but we don't have a warrant to enter, so there's nothing we can do.
What?
When I tell you, I was like, you've got to be kidding me. And I said, yes, there's nothing I can do. And they said, we don't know, man, unless you can get a warrant. And they said, judges don't really grant warrants for stuff like this, because unless you were assaulted, unless it was something bigger, then they don't really give you warrants to go into somebody's house. I said, they broke into my car. Isn't that like second degree robbery or something?
Whoa. Well,
yeah, man, there's nothing we can do. So that's my note about stealing. Like, I can't believe that you can steal and get away with something like that. And there's nothing I can do until the phone, let's say, is back on and tracking in a car. Then the cops can go after them.
See, that's
wild.
I would have stayed posted up out there. And I don't know anybody.
No, you wouldn't. I wouldn't have let you go near it. I would have been like, sit your ass back down. We'll get you a new phone.
He wouldn't have let you go. That's the funny thing. And the only reason why I did not post the address to my followers, because people were hitting me left and right saying, yo, you know where it is? Let's go. The officers told me, ma'am, I don't know if you know where you are. This building is highly gang infested. Two rival gangs live in this building, and a girl got her leg blown off two weeks ago.
Portia. Okay. Here's where I got to step in as your friend. I've known you for a lot of years. Where was your mama, Miss Betty?
Right.
I know did she sign off on this? Was she there with you, or did she say, don't go?
Nope. I got on a plane from here to Sacramento by myself.
You flew there?
From Sacramento to stop. Yeah, I wasn't going to drive 4 hours. Time is of the essence because my phone was still on.
They traveled so far.
Wow.
That far,
so
that
they must have known, and then we'll get into the secrets. They must have known, there's a concert. There's going to be a lot of cars around here. They probably hit a whole bunch of cars.
Wow.
And they got their loot, and then they went back to Stockton. And the funny thing is, because they were so far away, you just were lucky because you were able to track them, but because they're so far away, they're probably like, nobody's going to find us. How would
nobody's
they find us?
Nobody's going to know. Exactly.
You're the only one wild enough who had a spare phone that they didn't know about that tracked.
Yeah.
Wow.
Which I don't think they still know it's in there, because, again, the phone stayed on for another day and a half and then it died. So if they turn it back on, I have it reported as lost. So it's going to ping find my phone. When that pings, if the phone is moving, I'm coming after y'all. If y'all listening,
I'm coming after you.
Okay.
That's wild.
Like,
Portia,
for me, it's fine.
Portia doesn't play.
She doesn't play. Well, hopefully you're not triggered by any of these secrets.
Listen, I would say this. Crime in Northern California is wild right now. We were filming a Toyota travel series for Toyota up in San Francisco a few weeks ago, and we were filming in a park. The Painted Ladies, the park from Full House, the opening where all those houses are. And we were filming for maybe 20 minutes, walked back to the car. Our luggage was stolen. The window was shattered. And there was a family who took down the information and another person who recorded the entire thing on her phone. Cops pull around. They go, oh, is it a white Jeep Cherokee license plate? This. And she said, yeah. They go, yeah, we've been chasing them around the block. They hit 120 cars here yesterday in a day.
Oh, my God. So you got your stuff back?
Yeah, they throw. So later that night.
Yeah, they called me.
We shot the rest of the day.
They sent me an email. Mm-hmm. They called me again.
Because United
left a voicemail.
Because United randomly made us put a.
I am telling this part of the story. Good. Lord. So they called me, left two voicemails, and then they also sent me an email. And then they said, this is officer whatever. I go to the station and I say, officer whoever, like, told me that my luggage is here. Go inside, and the officer is like, oh yes, we found your stuff, so go through this stuff, blah blah. The only way we're able to find it is because you put a luggage tag on there. Mm-hmm. And the only reason you put a luggage tag on there is because United forced us to when we were coming back from Mexico. Otherwise they would not have been able to identify our luggage
like 2 weeks prior.
So then I'm going through and he's like, so I need you to identify what's yours, what's not, because they threw everything out on the street. And he put stuff back in. So I'm identifying. And then he says,
I had expensive ass sunglasses too. They didn't take them.
Yeah, he says, no, the only thing I took was AJ's makeup.
My makeup.
But then they said, I'm sitting there and I was like, going through, yeah, this is mine. He's like, yeah, you know, I looked you up on Instagram, so you're a host. I'm like, sir, the Uber is waiting outside.
Wait a minute, the cop did not look you up on Instagram.
He did. He was like, what are you doing here? Because it looks like you're in LA. I was like, we're shooting. But again, the Uber is waiting outside. I just need to identify my stuff and go. All right, well, it's great meeting you. I was like, whatever. Anyway.
I'm going to tell you, I had $300 Italian leather boots in there. I had $300.
They keep trying to tell all the stuff that was in the back. There was a lot of stuff in there.
But here's the kicker, though. Like you said, they only took my makeup, not his. So there's a bunch of white dudes in San Francisco who got beat faces who are breaking into cars right now.
Beat to the gods. Okay, listen.
But I all got reimbursed and I got to buy all new, brand new makeup, which was kind of nice.
He did.
So was it insured? How did you do that, though?
So the company we were filming with just reimbursed us for everything. We went and bought all new stuff. So we went down to Sephora. Because
it happened in their car that we were shooting in. Anyway, but we just went on.
We talked about stealing.
We told our stealing stories, and that wasn't really a secret. Well, I guess it's a secret because we haven't publicly
shared that story.
Portia hasn't publicly shared that story, so those are some stealing secrets. But we're gonna get into some of your stealing secrets in a second. But before we do that, let's take a quick commercial break.
Welcome back to Confess Your Mess. We're joined with one of our dear, dear friends, Portia Coleman. Ooh-hoo! You might know and love her from all sorts of things, but most recently, Dad Stop Embarrassing Me on Netflix with Jamie Foxx. So, so good. So proud of you, by the way. So let's kick it off. You got them for us?
Yes. What you got? So the first secret is from Y2K Weed Queen. That's their name. Female in New York.
Remember when I thought Y2K was going to end the world?
I was just about to say that. That is ingrained in my memory. I remember as soon as it turned midnight, everybody was like, okay, we fine.
We're good.
We still
alive? If only we knew COVID was coming. Okay. Yeah. This person from New York says, I shoplift those tiny glass pipes from the shops in Chinatown all the time. I know it's wrong, but I usually always buy something else. I just get a thrill out of it. I don't know. Maybe I'm a kleptomaniac, but just for pipes. And I pay so much for the weed I smoke out of them. So like, but also, why am I trying to justify this? Probably time for therapy. LOL. Don't judge me. Oh my God.
But this is an honest criminal. They know their problem. This is good. They've identified the problem.
It's so funny when people start to justify, because I've done this. My sister got busted shoplifting at Walmart back in the day. And I remember her saying, she's like, it's Walmart. They have a lot of money. It doesn't matter. So when you start to like justify the thievery, Portia, do you have any advice for this person though? They're paying for the weed.
They're paying for the weed. And you know, in the words of Stephen A. Smith, the weed. I do feel like at the end of the day, stealing is stealing. So it's hard to justify something that is not right. Because if she owned that shop downtown, she would hate if someone would be stealing from her.
Period. Mm-hmm. Period.
No, that's all I gotta say. I know you're paying for the weed, but that person's getting the money. The other person is not. So
she's stealing the pipes from some mom and pop shop,
right?
And getting the weed on the low from on the corner.
That's not right. That's not right.
That's why I said if you own the shop, that's not
cool. But also, how many pipes do you need to smoke weed?
I think she just has an addiction to stealing pipes.
Oh, she just likes
it. And also, you know, you've looked at those pipes. There's different colors and patterns and stuff. So
I don't even smoke weed, but I go by a store and I'm like, these are so pretty. I can see why you want to bong and different stuff.
Use them as decorations. Hang them up like wind chimes until they clap together and break.
Glass blowing is an art, ladies and gentlemen. It really is.
There's a whole show on Netflix about that. Wait, y'all. So I've said if you are a true messenger, you know, on this podcast, in one of the earlier episodes, I said that I've never stolen anything. So I thought about it and I have a confession really fast.
That's a lie. Everybody stole something.
Okay, but it wasn't a conventional. And this is something I bet y'all did too, because we all did it back in the day.
Oh, don't try to do that.
Don't make us all guilty.
But we all did. I stole songs off LimeWire and Napster back in the day, and I felt no guilt. I felt no guilt whatsoever. I was like, listen, I need these songs. I remember back in the day, I don't know if y'all did this, I had to wait for the song to come on the radio so I could try to record it on a cassette tape.
Of course.
Everybody. Yeah.
So I was like, I don't want to do that anymore. So when the technology came out, I was stealing songs off LimeWire and Napster, and I did not feel guilty.
That's piracy. Piracy is a little different than stealing.
So I can say I still haven't stolen anything.
Listen, I remember I used to wait. Remember when Janet Jackson was again the song together? Uh-huh. She's out in the desert and in the orange and the whatever. And
wait, the Janet Jackson that posted Portia Coleman on her Instagram?
Oh, talk about it.
Yes, that Janet Jackson, baby.
We're going to talk about that. But when that song came out, though, and there was a dancer. There was like a brown-haired guy with spiky hair who was wearing orange and he was shirtless or something like that. And I think I had a crush on him, but I also, my favorite Janet Jackson song of all time. I used to come home and try to record that on VHS every single day. It was on like TRL or whatever. And back in the day, you couldn't watch stuff online. Okay, so Portia, since it came up, let's talk about Janet Jackson. I know you love her, and apparently she loves you too.
Man, I was in shock. That kind of happened out of the blue. It was my birthday when that was recorded. It was a dope karaoke spot that we have out here on Monday nights in Hollywood. And people were going up to sing karaoke like they always do, but I've never gone up because I'm like, whatever, I'm just coming to get a laugh. It's funny. You see people that are really good or people that are terrible. Either way, it's fine.
Right.
So I
get signed up. Exactly. I get signed up to sing, and of course, you know, okay, you don't do Janet Jackson, I Get Lonely. I used to do that all the time, so I'm not thinking nothing of it. I said, all right. But as soon as I got on the stage, the choreo started coming out, and my little yes, it was just, everything was hitting, and it was recorded. Next thing I know, I just post on Instagram, like, shout out to my girl Janet, I love this record. And in a week, she posted me on a Friday talking about, ooh, I Get So Lonely, Happy Friday with a heart at Portia Coleman. I almost fell out. I said, what? Like,
listen.
The queen in my mind. Like, she is the original because, again, Janet Jackson's performance. I mean, her and Michael Jackson are innovators. They're amazing. And to have her post it was awesome, which means, like, what? Janet co-signed me.
We're going
to
tag her on
and
this pod.
Remind me, it wasn't a Insta story. It was a hard feed post, right?
Yes, it was not a story. It was
That's everything.
There.
Listen, that's everything because this is an Insta story. The Insta story is cool, but when it's an IG feed post that's not going anywhere, it's like when you have kids one day or you just want to tell somebody years down the line if Instagram is still around, if it's not like Meta or something, whatever. But
if I have kids one day, I have to get going because I don't know how long Instagram gonna be around. I mean, I'm like, wait a minute, if I do have kids one day, how long that gonna be? Is IG really gonna be popping in like 7 or 8 years?
So what you do is go ahead and take a screen recording now and like have it, and so you can have it as a file, so even if it goes away, you have that footage and that proof that this happened one day.
Wait, Portia, have you ever met Janet before?
Here's the thing. I've met Janet one time, but it was literally so fast. It's hard to count. It was backstage, actually, at her concert in Vegas, like 2 years ago. She had a residency. I was there with a friend, and Janet, of course, was there. He knows her so well because they did a song together. Actually, Teddy Riley, to be exact. I was out there. We were doing some music, and I was like, oh my God, I'd love a picture. And he said, hey, can you get a picture with my girl? Just like that, took a picture, and then she went on about her biz. So it wasn't about I had a chance to talk to her and tell her how much I loved her music and how much of an inspo she was. Yeah. But I do have a photo with Janet.
No,
but
I feel like she's totally your vibe. I know that about you. And my buddy Joey Harris works with her, actually. So he was probably there somewhere. But it's interesting because just to be clear, not only is Portia an actress, she's a dancer, she's a singer. She's literally like the real triple threat. You can tell she went to Hollywood High School. She does it all.
Yeah.
But didn't we interview LaToya one time, you and I?
We did.
Now AJ. How AJ sure gonna didn't. Listen?
No, because like, I remember.
No, wait. But AJ's like, didn't we interview LaToya? AJ knows he interviewed LaToya. The reason why is because what he was wearing that day was atrocious.
Trash.
It was atrocious. Yeah. We can't talk about that
with
outfit.
The pocket with the plaid.
Yeah. Okay. So that was the day, and this is why I brought it up. I knew I interviewed her. I was pretty sure it was with Portia, and I wanted to make sure it was her. So I wore glittery high tops, glittery MC Hammer pants, a button-down shirt with a ceramic bow tie. I think there's glitter on it. And then my hair was about 6 inches tall. But I do remember, because I will say this, Portia takes chances. And Portia's like, yeah, you look fly. It's LaToya. And I remember you saying that to me.
I said that.
You tried.
We all took chances on that show. Like, first of all, they didn't even have a budget for our wardrobe. So whatever we wore on speak time on is it. What we wore.
You better
y'all
speak
y'all
on
y'all
it.
Like our outfits, pay
mm-hmm.
us.
Mm-hmm.
Period. It's happening.
Okay.
That part.
So we're going to get to the next secret. But if you don't follow us on Instagram, follow at Confess Your Mess Podcast. And so when we promote this episode with Portia, I'm going to post a screen grab or something of the Janet Jackson stuff. But then also, I'm going to go into archives and find that LaToya Jackson picture with AJ.
Yeah.
So,
it's on Getty or Wire somewhere.
Thank you for that plug.
Yeah, they happened to be there that day. So, I was like, what are the chances?
So you have to go to our Instagram. You have to go to our Instagram and check that out at Confess Your Mess Podcast. Also, while you're there, follow, leave a comment, all that good stuff. And I'll post that when we promote this episode. Okay. Let's get into the next secret. This is so good. I'm having so much fun.
This is fun.
Anonymous, so we all know their name.
Okay.
Male. Oregon. Also, I took a shot before this. It has kicked in.
Oh, Lord.
Okay.
When I was in third grade, I tried to steal the triangle out of the music classroom, but I heard teacher's footsteps outside and ran, tripped on the piano dance mat. Remember those things they said, like from the movie Big with Tom Hanks, and slammed my head into the corner of a table, needed 7 stitches in my forehead, and I still have a scar. Haven't tried to steal anything since. Instant karma, am I right? Y'all trying to steal a triangle
and tripped over the big piano pad
and you bleeding and you have stitches. There's no way you can even get out of that. Like, the teacher walks in, you on the floor bleeding, talking about help me, and you got it in your hand. Bro, you just straight guilty. There's nothing
but
you can
also
do.
Yeah, what's the story you tell?
Is it weird? Like, I feel like Loki, and I'm not a teacher, but I was in choir and things like that. So is it weird that I feel like, especially with my teachers, if I said, hey, I really want a triangle just to have, they probably would have given it to you. Like, that doesn't seem like something that...
They probably cost about $8.99.
Asked for. That's something you could have asked for.
Right.
Yeah. There's got to be a level of what you're stealing. You know what I'm saying? There's got to be a higher quality of what you take. If it's something from the Dollar Tree, I'm mad. Like,
wait, Portia. We know you can sing. If you haven't heard Portia sing, she's an incredible singer. We know you can sing. But were you in choir in school growing
Everything.
Up?
Okay. I was performing art schools. Yeah.
Were you in band as well?
It's kind of split. I was in choir and half of the kids played instruments from piano to horn and all that. So yeah, it was kind of like both. Yeah.
Okay. Do you play anything?
Yeah. What instrument do you play?
I play some piano, bass guitar. I did for a movie when I was 17. So,
okay.
And even drums, because a lot of my uncles play instruments. So I kind of know how to play a little bit of everything, but I just don't keep it up enough to like where I do it on tour or something. But I need.
Oh, wow.
It's a dope trait.
God, you know so many things.
Did you play anything?
I can play Mary Had a Little Lamb on the recorder.
Oh, not the recorder.
It's like a plastic lamp.
Not the recorder.
So you killed me with that. The recorder.
I have no musical ability whatsoever.
Well, I wanted to, when I was only in band for 1 year, I think it was fifth grade, at Old National Christian Academy.
Old National.
Old National Christian Academy.
On Old National Highway. So if you're from Atlanta or you've been to Atlanta, you know where that is. So I wanted to play the saxophone so bad. I wanted to be like the Kenny G. I want to play the saxophone. And my parents couldn't afford to get me a saxophone. Like, we went to the used instrument shop, which was really somebody's house in the hood who was selling instruments out of their house. And we couldn't even afford the used saxophone. So instead, we got this old ass violin. And I was so pissed. That's not even band. That's orchestra. And I was just like, this isn't it. So I say that to say, if I was going in there, and granted, they're in third grade. If I was going in there to steal a saxophone and I had that story happen, that would be a little more not embarrassing.
Yeah, I'd like to give you an update. I did just look this up on Amazon right now. A triangle goes for $6.99.
First of all, listen, you know how mad I would be if I got stitches for life and a scar for $6.99? It was probably less back then. This was obviously
inflation. Lord. It cost $4.
I cannot.
That's terrible.
That's a really, really cute reveal.
I like that. All right. These secrets are incredible. We're having a blast, but we're going to keep it going, keep the party going, because we have more secrets coming your way right after this break.
Welcome back to Confess Your Mess. That's a juicy one. We're talking theft secrets,
AJ,
stealing and such.
You know, and Portia, so Portia knows for whatever reason, because I love your voice, every time we have some type of interview with Portia, I need her to sing. Mm-hmm. So.
Oh, wait, do you remember that time you interviewed her in your old apartment in North Hollywood on your little set that you made up yourself? And she showed up for you, and she was already like famous. She showed up in your little like jank ass apartment and did an interview on your couch from Big Lots.
Nobody, that was one of my favorite interviews, though.
But nobody watched my series.
Wait, stop. Did you hear what she just said?
I did.
You've been talented for many years.
That.
Just because you weren't on network television.
I received
and
that.
And 32 people watched that video.
That was a fun interview, though.
She was there for you.
Not 32 people. Okay, but what I was going to say is, in the intro for this show, I sing the little theme. So I'm going to sing what the melody is, but I want to hear you sing it after I sing it.
Okay.
She's like, I did not do vocal warm-ups. I am not ready. Listen to her.
I'm like, she hates you.
How are you going to do this to her?
It's really easy. Hold on. Now, first of all, when I did it, AJ wasn't even here. The dog was here, and I was over here yelping. So let me see if I can even get it. It's something I throw for real. Confess your mess.
Tell us your secrets.
Okay. So that's so simple. It's so simple.
That's what he wants you to say.
You want me to do a version of that?
Yes.
Confess your mess. That's it.
Okay. Confess your mess. Okay. Confess your mess.
Oh my God. That's so good.
I love that so much.
Wait. Frank, isolate that. We're using it all the time.
Okay.
All right. Which one am I doing? This one?
Mm-hmm.
This one's anonymous from California.
So again, it could be our neighbor, our friend.
It could be anybody.
Is this you? Did you do this?
No, it's not.
It could be one of us, yeah. Y'all. Quit playing.
Did y'all submit this?
I did not.
Okay. I accidentally stole a whole...
What?
I accidentally stole a whole ass dog once.
Wait, what?
He jumped in my car without me noticing, and I drove all the way home. Belonged to an old lady in a whole other part of town. I got him back home safely, but would be lying if I said I didn't think about keeping him. Wait. A dog jumped his ass in her car, and this person made it all the way home before they realized it.
So the dog wasn't panting or making noise or...
This is an old dog. Because like, what dog is not going to be like jumping in the front seat or something like
right.
that? Like,
but also, what kind of dog, an old dog can jump that high to get into a car without them noticing?
That's why I'm like, how do you not notice something in your back seat? You would hear footsteps. You would hear like a... You would hear something.
Right.
Nothing? That's
our
crazy.
Dog sits, he posts right up in the middle in between us from the back seat, and he just like breathes in our ears the entire
right.
time we go
you
anywhere.
But also, playing angel's advocate here, there's times
I
where
I love that about you, no, you angel's know. Advocate.
There's time I bring the devil into this. There's times when you just aren't present and aware, and you're in a rush, you're on a go. And if you aren't thinking about a dog and you don't have a dog, you could be like on the go getting in the car. I can't see it just because you have to close the back car door.
Yeah.
So how did the I don't know. Unless it's one of those situations where like the back door is open and you kind of like turn around to go to the front and you just like close the back door behind you.
Yeah, maybe you're putting groceries in.
But how far, that's the shit. How far did they drive? Maybe if it was a couple miles, maybe. But don't tell me you drove, like, from Pasadena all the way to, like, Rialto or something. Like, how long is this drive?
So we have another new secret. This is from Colorado. Frank just added it to our chat. Gender male. Okay, here we go. A lot of the time I get lunch on company gas. I don't think we're supposed to, but I be hungry. I'm a student worker, and one time I was at the Wendy's drive-thru, and my lead messaged me like, where you at? At the Wendy's drive-thru, girl. Didn't say that, of course. Just said, on my way.
Oh, you lied. But you didn't steal nothing, did you?
Wait, you're stealing the gas. Yeah. That's not that bad.
Listen,
that's
life.
That's fine.
I give them a pass. That's not that bad to me. Yeah. I mean, you gotta eat.
Right.
It's food.
And they're a student worker.
Yes. Also, they should be paying you more. They should also be paying for your lunch. And also, you know, the very first Wendy's ever in the entire world
It's in Ohio.
In Columbus, Ohio. I've been there many times. And I brought that up on the pod before. And we had Wendy's just a week or two ago.
Oh, we sure did.
And
it was good.
It slapped.
Loki, my sandwich wasn't that good. I normally get the nuggets and the sandwich was okay. Yeah. But okay.
I've never had a Wendy's burger.
Do you eat red meat though?
I don't eat a lot, but yeah, I didn't think so. I have not had something about the square patty. I don't know what it is. I'm like, it should be round. It's square.
Okay. He knows already. I love you so much for bringing that up. Do you want to know why they have the square patty?
Here we go. Whoa. Portia, you just, Lord have mercy.
You opened Pandora's box, Portia, and I'm so excited about this. I love trivia. And this is a random thing that I learned many years ago. Their patties are standard. They're just the same weight as patties that you would get at Burger King or McDonald's or anywhere else. But Wendy said...
Play this back, Frank, if you could. He said McDonald's. Go ahead.
McDonald's. Listen, I'm from Ohio. Your dad calls them the Hamburglar still.
Burger King, Walmart, Burger King, Uber. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Oh, so they make them square. They're the same ounces, but they make them square because by making them square, the four corners hang over the bun a little bit. So it looks visually like it's a bigger patty.
So
pretty smart.
An optical illusion.
Okay.
See, you learned something. He's back.
I'm back. He's dropping that trivia knowledge.
That's good knowledge. You got to drop this. Yeah, give him a boo, 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 boo.
Yeah, you're going to use that sometime in your life. I guarantee you.
So we have one more secret before we get to Portia's confession. This is from Anonymous. I found this bedazzled link charm bracelet in Target that had mom written in what I'm hoping were cubic zirconian diamonds.
It was Target, honey, they were.
Right. After I picked it up, I saw the girl with her mom. Oh my God, I know who this is. This is one of my,
You know this person?
I know who wrote this secret. After I picked it up, I saw the girl with her mom looking for it hysterically, but took the bracelet and went about my business. Have felt like trash about it ever since and never stole again. First of all, I know who this is. I'm so glad you submitted this confession because I saw you saw my stories and I was like, I know you have that secret to reveal. I know you feel guilty. Oh, Lord.
Oh, no. That's so bad. Not the personal bracelet. And you saw people looking for it?
And they were like hysterical?
And it said mom. So when, I was about to get real morbid.
Maybe she thought it said wow. Maybe she was reading it upside down.
I hope so. Maybe she's upside down.
She knew what it said. She knew what it said.
Do I know this person?
Uh-huh. You knew. Oh, I just said she too. Oops.
Oh, it's a girl.
Because they said anonymous. Oops, my bad.
Ain't no boy out here trying to get like a little charm bracelet.
You don't know.
Well, maybe.
You don't know. I used to have some cubic zirconia stuff.
It could
have
been a boy. A boy was giving it to his mom. It could have been.
That's real. It was a girl. That's not who it is.
Wow. Girl, you saw him looking for it though. That's how you gonna walk out and be like, all right, I got it now. Y'all have fun looking for it. Like, what? That's so bad.
That's heartless. Wait, can I?
But to be fair, I know who this is. I don't know how old they were at the time. Because you know when you were younger, there was some, like, you see a cute bracelet or whatever, and you're like, oh, that's cute. I don't really care.
If they were 25 or older, we're not friends with them anymore.
No.
That's not cool. You had to be a teenager. If you were a teenager, then I'm going to be like, okay, maybe you wanted to give it to your mom. I want to ask her, can y'all follow up next week to see, did she give it to her mom?
See, Portia, this is the situation. We want follow-ups. We need to do entire episode of just follow-ups.
We would have to follow up with the people who
I know,
and they're anonymous. How do we follow up? Except this person I can follow up with. I'm gonna text them after this.
If they're listeners, they're gonna listen and say, oh, they want to follow up, so they're gonna write in. Hello.
So DM, yes, Portia. So DM us if we say we want to follow up. DM us if you ever hear us asking questions and we need more details. Send us a DM. Look at Portia making our show better.
Listen, you know what I'm saying? Have them list what episode they sent their little submission if they did anonymous. You know which one. You know what I'm saying?
Producer,
these are good. So I want to know.
Like, low-key people are going to be sending this message. Hey, that was me. I'm following up. And they just make up a whole ass story.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Can I get something off my chest right now? I didn't think I had anything to confess.
Oh, gosh.
This is actually, this happened years ago. I was in my early to mid-20s, probably.
Am I still going to want to marry you?
No, yes. But okay. I think I might have told, I may have told you this before. I don't remember, though. But I was working as a bartender. I used to do events all the time. Mm-hmm. Like banquet events and things like that. And I was working Los Angeles Fashion Week. I'd been busting my butt. To be fair, I was the best bartender there. I worked the hardest. And I was working with a couple other people. And there's one guy in particular that was just a complete asshole. He was so mean. And I'm prefacing this because I ended up stealing from him. But he was a total jerk, right? And was not, it was the end of our shift, and everybody was going into the actual show, and I'd been cleaning and doing so much work, and he was kind of just chilling. But we had to split all the tips.
Oh, it's pooled.
Uh-huh. Oh. There's a big bucket, and every tip is like $1, $2, maybe $5 every now and then. That's what you're making money. And it was my last shift before my family came into town. And my family was coming into town to visit me. It's one of the first times they ever flew out to California, and I was going to take them to Six Flags. And I wanted to buy them tickets, but I didn't have, like, I was broke as shit back then. So I wanted to buy them the tickets. And a basketball player walks up, orders a drink. The bar's already closed. And the guy's like, sorry, man, we're closed. And I'm like, oh, I can make you a drink real quick. It's fine. Everything's
not
still
for
here.
Him, we not. We open so for him.
So he walks away, and I make him literally one drink. He puts a $100 bill down on the bar.
For one drink?
What? Mm-hmm. So then I'm like, oh, wow, thank you. And I put it in the tip jar. And then as I drop it in there, I'm like, that I'm gonna keep it, and I take it, I put it in my pocket, and he caught me. The guy caught me, and he's like,
"Wait,
what the dude? You just stole from us. You stole." Like, what are you talking about? No, I didn't. He's like, no. "You stole from us." And I'm like, "I did not steal from you. What are you talking? No, I just threw a dollar in there. He just gave me a tip, whatever." And there were like two or three other bartenders. He wanted to physically fight me,
what?
And I was like, I lied so quickly initially when I put that in my pocket, and I was like, I have to double down on this. I can't, like. You know what I mean? I was terrified.
Did he tell you to empty your pocket?
I was in my 20s, and I was like, I didn't. I was like, no, whatever. And I never did. And I felt so bad about it for 15 years, probably.
Really?
Yeah.
Let that go, AJ.
Yeah.
Release that.
Yeah, you got to let that go. Because why? He asked somebody else, and they said, no, we can't help you. We're closed. Your tip stops at that moment because you told him no.
Right.
You said, I got you. Let me make this for you. He
Wait, really?
You okay. Directly.
Period.
Yeah, you okay. Period. No, that's not a shared tip.
I low key been holding on to that one.
Yeah, you got
to
let that go. No,
that's like the shadiest thing.
Let
I don't
it
like
go,
steal.
My Cancerian twin. Let it go.
Oh, that's
not,
right.
No, you know what I'm saying? That's cancer. Yeah. Sometimes we hold on to something. That's not your fault. Dude told him no, so that wasn't your tip.
Right.
No.
Wait, do we have the exact same birthday?
No.
Mine is the 12th.
12th, so that's right. You're like a week or so.
Exactly.
Yeah, the 20th. That's right. Yeah.
No, Portia's is the 12th. AJ's is the 20th. And we're about to find out Portia's confession right after this break.
Yeah. Confess your mess.
All right, welcome back. It's a good one. We've got our good friend Portia Coleman on the program. You got some stuff to plug. We're going to get to that in just a minute. But right now, it's the moment we've all been waiting for. It's time for you to
confess your mess.
Ooh.
So it starts with what had happened was, and you already know when it starts with that.
Oh, Lord.
Okay.
What happened
so
was.
You actually said one of the stores that it was from a little earlier, and I kind of like did one of those like eyeballs.
Abercrombie?
Walmart.
Oh.
It was Walmart. But the only reason why I find this story interesting is because the item couldn't have been any bigger. And I say bigger, it's because it was a vacuum cleaner.
Wait, what?
Wait, what?
Girl, you were trying to clean?
No, listen. So it was a vacuum cleaner, right? So I go to Walmart. Me and my mom, we needed a vacuum cleaner.
Uh-huh.
I go there. I get the vacuum cleaner and a couple other items. Because, you know, you go to Walmart for one thing, even Target. You come out with a whole bag of stuff.
32.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
32 items. All of a sudden, your total's 150. And you're like, damn, I came in here for lip gloss.
It's back ridiculous. Late.
It's the worst. Go in there. The vacuum cleaner is in the top part of the basket. And everything else is at the bottom part of the basket. But it's still visible. Go to the teller. It's a guy, young, I think he was like a Hispanic guy, like kind of cute. So I'm like, oh, okay, he's cute.
Okay.
So I'm taking the items out of the basket and sitting them on the scanner. The heavy items, what do? You keep them in the basket
so
because they take
their
scanner.
They lean over and scan it.
Portia, he ain't scanning.
So he ain't scanning. And in my head, I'm like, he gonna scan this, right? Is he gonna scan? He ain't scanning.
Oh, so
he's
you knew in real right? time.
So the total comes out to be like 30 something dollars. And I'm like, he ain't scanning it. He was like, thank you, man. You know, have a great day. And I said, thank you. I got my receipt. And, you know, little people that wait at the front to look at your receipt and they check it off. They even checked it at the other part, checking that the total was right. And I'm like,
okay, well, that's not on you then.
Vacuum cleaner.
That's not on you.
That cleared your conscience.
Listen. I think for that one, and I'm glad you made that confession. I think for that, here's the thing.
I mean, right?
You can't. We're going to do a little therapy.
I don't judge you
for can't
that
take
one.
The blame for
nope.
that. And I'm
right.
And the reason why is
let go
because
and let God.
Yes, you didn't. If you went past that and you had any like guilt about him not doing it, and then you went, you're like, for sure, for sure I'm going to get over here and I'm going to be like, oh, ma'am, he needs to scan that. Then you probably be like, okay, that's fine.
Let me just
do it.
Yeah.
The fact that the second person didn't do it.
Yeah, that's two people not doing their job.
Listen.
At that point, I said, won't he do it? Look at God.
Look at God.
I think that literally...
Because I had intentions to buy it. That's the difference. It's in the basket. You can't hide a vacuum cleaner any more than putting it in the basket in the front. Went around the stuff to put that there. By him not scanning it, I'm like, why didn't he scan the vacuum? So I'm like, is it going to go off? I'm really waiting to see what's going to happen because it could have went off at the buzzer. I'm like, it didn't even go off? So at this point, I'm like, okay, so Walmart scanners were bad. The two people didn't scan it. So is this really my fault? No.
Right. No. And that's a mess that we support because, again, I don't think that you are at fault for that.
That's right.
The first part, yes. The first part, you knew what you were doing.
Listen, I'm going to say, Portia Coleman, that's an iconic confession.
Yes.
Like, that's a really, really great confession.
That's why I was like, I kind of got to share this because I didn't feel like it was stealing if I had it in plain sight. I didn't hide it. It was right there. He was busy, you know, trying to smile and all that. I'm like, all right, bro, you're going to scan it. I didn't even ask him, but that was his job to do so. So mm-hmm. He didn't do his job. Walmart's paying him. And the other lady didn't check it. So I just don't feel that's my fault.
I can relate to that. I don't know which is the worst confession of this confession, because it's sort of a two-parter. You know, the first part of the confession is that we still have a Blu-ray player.
The Blu-ray. Listen, those are going to be worth a lot. So.
I know, right? Right? Or are they? You know, the Blu-ray player in our bedroom, right, Emil? Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was stolen.
AJ, what?
Uh-huh. So 15 years ago, when Blu-ray players were first coming out, they were hella expensive. And my ex, he went to Best Buy and bought a few things. He bought a lot of
stuff. Which ex? Would it start with an R?
Oh, yeah, Ryan.
Mm-hmm. No, you ain't got to say that. Bleep the name.
Ain't nobody need to know.
You don't need to be putting people on blast.
I
didn't
say
like
Ryan's
that.
Last name.
And, you know how many Ryans there are? Billions. He ain't going to know.
Let me tell you something, though, but if you search AJ Gibson and Ryan, you'll find who it is.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
That's real. That's real. I received that, fiance. So, but he got checked out for everything. And then that was like on a, like, I think it was on a stack sort of outside. And he was trying to get somebody to check him out and nobody was. So he just added it to his things and came home. I didn't know this till like weeks or months later. And he told me one day, I was like, wait, so did you actually pay for it? He's like, no, but I bought a lot of stuff. And I'm like, wait. But did you pay for it?
Girl.
Yeah, he's like, well, I paid for stuff. And I'm like, but did you pay for this? And he's like, well, I bought a lot. And I was like, that's not how it works. He's like, it was Black Friday. There were a lot of sales.
Wow.
He said it was really chaotic. So he was like, I don't know. I'm like, you know.
Listen.
No, but if people aren't there, they're not checking. Like, again, you're not stealing if you're there waiting for someone to check you out and nobody does. It's like, mm-hmm. All right, well, I got stuff to do.
That's on them.
That's on them. That's all I'm saying. Don't judge me, y'all.
Well, Portia, we're going to get to our takeaway of the day in just a moment, but I do want to know about what you have going on right now. Jamie Foxx has been sort of like a big brother to you in so many ways in this industry for so many years. First and foremost, he seems like the nicest guy in the world. Is he actually? Yes.
Jamie is so nice. He's awesome. He reminds me of my brother. His birthday is within days of my brother's. They're both Sagittarians, about the same age by less than a couple months. It's just, they're amazing. He's really like a kind of guy where he's like, he's your best friend, but he's also like a mentor, but then you can party with him all night long. So he's a big kid, I like to say, because he goes hard. Like, it's dope just to know that you have someone that talented and look up to, but then someone who's that cool at the same time. Yeah.
Yeah. I love that you say he's like your brother. Your brother's like the nicest guy in the world. I've met him many times. Your family's very, very close. I've always loved that.
Your whole family. Every time when I used to come to set, your family would sometimes be there. Well, your mom, I've met many times.
I love Miss Betty.
Everybody would pull up. You know, my sister. Pulled up my nieces, because everyone is from here, which is a blessing. So
the support is real.
It's like I always had a chance to do what I loved where I love, you know, where I lived. I mean, you know, to say it that way. So it was always great. Like holidays, I don't have to go out of town because it's like, okay, everybody's here. Whose house
that's
are we going
a blessing.
To?
Yeah, that's good. Awesome. That's good. How is Miss Betty, Mama Betty?
Mama Betty is good. Let me tell you a little something. Mama Betty is actually acting herself nowadays.
Spill the tea.
Mama Betty, I said, listen, Ma, a couple years ago, I said, you know what? It's your time to do this. You can act. You've been on sets around me. It's time for you to get a little shine. She started basically going out for auditions through like a background agency. And next thing you know, they booked her to be, and bless her soul, because she passed away a couple months ago, but she lived an amazing life. And my mom actually resembles her. She was the stand-in and body double for Cicely Tyson. And Cicely Tyson was, I mean, still working almost to her last days, but they needed like a body double for her. So my mom got her vouchers like to join SAG in like not even a week or two. And I said, you know what? wow, this is crazy. So I said, let me pay your SAG dues, which are like $3,200. But I said, surprised her one day. That video was actually on my Instagram. You could see when I surprised her and her reaction. She joined SAG and she's been like literally background on so many sets. She's working on one today. My mom has been booked and busy.
I love that. And also your mom doesn't look a day over day over 40. She's been drinking the alkaline water too. Listen, and also, I got to just let you know that the way you just told that story, there was a moment where I was like, wait, her mom died? The way you told it, I was like, my heart dropped. I was like, no. What?
I think I just... say because Cicely Tyson, you know, she passed away a couple months ago.
I got so nervous.
She was still working, like, up to her. I mean, she was like 95 years old, and Cicely was still working, and it was just a blessing. So even when she passed, I was like, oh my God, like, I feel connected to her because she saw her on set, they did meet, and for her to get her vouchers like she did, you know, playing her body double was amazing. So my mom is grateful, and she's been Miss Betty B working. You can see her in This Is Us commercials, the new
Come
Lele
on,
show.
Betty
and everything. I'm like, oh, look at Betty. She ain't Portia's mom no more. She's
But speaking of being in multiple things, and you know, we've had private conversations about this in the past, just hanging out and things, but you have your show on Netflix, Dad, Stop Embarrassing Me. You're incredible. But when it comes to your fans, your followers, have you found a resurgence of new followers since now there's this, which AJ knows, there's certain shows from my childhood that I watched
all of them
religiously. So now that all these shows are coming to Netflix, it's so fun going. I'm on a girlfriend's binge right now. I'm in middle of season three. I went through all of Half and Half again. I've already done The Parkers many times.
Many times.
101.
What did we just watch recently? Like a week or so ago, I'm like texting Yvette Nicole Brown. She's a good friend of ours. I'm watching you on something right now.
I was watching Half and Half and she was in an episode. So you were in so many iconic black sitcoms. And I kind of explain things to AJ because culturally there are certain things. It happened in white shows too, but specifically in black shows, if you were around in a certain era, mid to late 90s to early 2000s, you were. There were recognizable black faces where you may not have known their names, but they were in everything. They popped up in these different shows. We know your name, but you were one of those characters. So do you find that people are now like, oh my God, that's Portia? Or they come to your DMs like, I see you.
Without question, like you said, that 90s, late 90s, early 2000s to mid 2000s. I mean, I was on The Parkers. I was on Eve's show. I was on like every UPN show. Then I was on Disney and now on Disney Plus, Pixel Perfect.
Wait, pause. Netflix. Pause. Yeah. Pixel Perfect is one of my favorite DCOMs. Okay, so funny.
I'm Rachel, the bass guitarist. When I said I learned how to play.
That was the project?
Yes, that's the project that I was talking about. She was a holographic rock star. Wait. I'm the black girl in the band, Rachel, playing the bass guitar. I was like, yes, that's me.
Okay, so here's the thing. When I say Portia has such an impressive resume, when I first met you years ago through AJ from being on his show, I was like,
he freaked out.
But I freaked out
who you were.
I freaked out later, though, because I was like, she looks so familiar to me. I thought I just knew you from The Parkers. But then I go down your resume and just now a producer said Pixel Perfect and you said it. But like, I didn't even connect that because I tried to explain to AJ how big Disney Channel original movies, DCOMs were to a certain generation like mine. Big. Like it was an event. God. Every single month you had a DCOM.
What's that weird one we watched
every
recently?
Friday.
Oh, I made him watch Don't Look Under the Bed, which was
Don't
on the Halloween.
The I used to love that.
Portia, what else do you have coming up? Like what's in the zeitgeist?
What are you working on?
Of course. So when I saw my boo at the airport, I was on my way to Maui, to film a movie. And it's called Man Eater. I'm so excited about it. It's, I don't want to give it away, but it's myself, Shane West, Trace Atkins. Like, it's a whole all-star cast. A couple other projects right now. I have to do a self-tape right when I get done. You know, to me, it's like the life of an actor is like the next project is always a day away. So right now I'm telling you, you know, a movie and another project, but then next week it'll be like, guess what? I booked two movies and it's going to be this. So it's like exciting just to have it be an everyday thing, but something that I love that's inconsistent, but consistently I've been working and I'm so blessed to have that. And my music, I'm super excited. I have amazing songs that are coming out. Really the top of the year, because it's like now it's like you can release music as you want to. It's not the whole label platform that you have to have anymore. And I love how in control artists are right now. So I have amazing features on some of these songs and I'm just going to start putting them out, getting videos out so people can see the singer side of Portia that if they Google, they'll find too. Like, I've been on stage with Gym Class Heroes and Tyga and Busta Rhymes, so many people, you know? Yeah. So
Janet Jackson saw it, so why can't other people?
Right.
She sees it, and now you're going to be up against your mom on these auditions, so watch out for Betty, because like, Betty's bringing it.
Betty, exactly.
Oh, yes. You're so much fun. Where can our listeners follow you on social media?
Yes. You can legally stalk me at P-O-R-S-C-H-A-C-O-L-E-M-A-N, Portia Coleman, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, everywhere, LinkedIn, you name it. It's like, I don't check MySpace, but I'm there too. I try to get another day just for shits and giggles. And I was like, what is my email address I used back then?
It still exists. It's still there. Tom is still just hanging out.
Has Tom updated his profile photo?
No, still a white t-shirt.
Oh, damn.
White t-shirt. Tom is still, but Tom made his money though. Tom is sitting pretty somewhere. He cashed out. He don't need no money.
And he's less hated than Mr. Zuckerberg.
Ooh, okay. So Portia, for every episode, the very end of the episode, we like to do a takeaway of the day. Mm-hmm. So from this podcast episode, what would you say is your takeaway?
Ooh, my takeaway of the day is that to be together, you have to do things together. And I love how you guys are doing this show together, supporting one another. And I feel like that's the key to a lot of relationships. To me, I just love how this dynamic works with you guys. Aww. You guys, to me, are just... I love the support factor that you have. So it makes me believe that you can really have someone supportive in your corner and do what you love right alongside them. So it has nothing to do with everything we talked about. It's just, I love how this dynamic is with you guys and how much you guys have grown. Because I feel like I've been there since the beginning with you guys. Have I not? I've seen the evolution of you guys together. So I just love watching you. So I take away that you guys are the sweetest, the best people that I know. And I cannot wait to see you guys at y'all wedding.
Listen. You're going to get up on that stage. You're going to sing or dance or do something at that wedding. You know, at that after party. We're going to have an open mic.
Listen.
I don't usually do a takeaway, but I'm going to do one. We have really, really incredible friends. And we don't always spend as much time with our friends as we should, and we don't always believe that people care about us the way that they do. But over the course of the last 15 episodes or whatever we've done so far, we've had some pretty incredible guests come on this show that just I text Portia literally yesterday. I'm like, hey, can you come on the show this week? And she's like, I got you. And it just means the world, because we really believe in what we're doing and we love working together. We 9 years in, we're going to be married at around our 10th anniversary, and we can't wait to celebrate with you in Mexico. But Portia, we're always rooting for you. We love and adore you.
Thank you. It's so real. And I promise that I will come back on and tell you guys the updated projects and give you guys the first listen to music and everything else.
Yes. Because
I love the opinions. You guys will keep it real, but you'll be supportive. And I feel like that's the dynamic that we've always had. Even when me and AJ got fired, we was like, you still there? He's like, I'm still here, but I don't know. And we have had such a bond for so long, with this kind of the industry ups and downs.
Yeah.
And we rode the wave. We've been there for each other. And same with you, Emil. Like, you had me on your show and I didn't even know who you were, but I'm like, of course I got you, like, because I saw what vision that you had and that it was gonna, I think, be built to what it is now, to where you're on TV, I see you on Wendy all the time, and I see everything, and I'm just proud of you guys. So we're gonna keep rocking and doing what we do, and watch us, we're gonna be up here living in our mansions right next to the people that we, you know what I'm saying, I'm putting it out there.
We are manifesting that.
I receive it.
Next level.
That's right.
You're too good. And also, let's do karaoke on Monday soon.
Oh, yeah.
I'll drink the whiskey. You guys do the singing.
Yeah.
It's so good. You're going to love it. The vibe and atmosphere is everything.
Okay. Thank you so much, Portia.
Portia Coleman,
you.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Whoop, whoop.
Confess Your Mess.
Confess Your Mess is a Straw Hut Media podcast produced by Ryan Tillotson and Frank Driscoll. Thank you so much for listening, and don't forget to subscribe and share.
And if you have a secret and want to share, go to confessyourmess.us to submit. Your secret could end up in the show.